Hello and welcome to the OneTrust Talks Tech podcast. This is episode number 72, recorded on September 17th, 2025. My name is Roger Dean and I work on the product team here at OneTrust and am the host of this podcast. This episode will be dedicated to the new features in the 2025.08.2.0 release and the 2025.09.1.0 release. As always, just a quick reminder that this podcast reflects OneTrust's current expectations for product capabilities. Be advised that data features may be subject to change and should not be relied upon when making purchasing decisions. Before diving into each module, I wanted to mention that there is a change coming to the authentication flow for invited users. We recently added a one-time password for invited users, which triggered the need for an additional update. Starting in the 2025.09.1.0 release, invited users will be required to complete a CAPTCHA security measure in order to access assessments on OneTrust platform. Upon clicking on the assessment link, invited users will instead be prompted to first enter a CAPTCHA verification code. After successful CAPTCHA completion, the invited user will then be prompted to enter the one-time password or OTP sent to the email address if the one-time password for invited user feature is enabled for their environment. This change was designed to resolve issues that cause multiple OTPs to be triggered by automated email security scans. Okay, now let's take a look at the new features, starting with AI governance. The first feature is a general availability feature, which is Data Guidance Research Dashboard for AI Governance. You can now use the Data Guidance Research Dashboard, populated with regulatory insights from our Data Guidance tool, to track and stay aware of the development of laws, regulations, and frameworks as they impact your governance programs. Moving on to cookie consent, there is one new feature that's general availability, which was released in the 8.2 release, which is Override Scanner Categorization. You can display purposes in the preference center regardless of the scanner recategorization or tracking technology detection. This enhancement allows you to bypass scan results and configure a purpose to display in the CMP independent of what tracking technologies or categorizations were detected in your most recent scan. The next GA feature is external link icon, which was released in the 9.1 release. You can display an external link icon next to links in the CMP to indicate which links will open a new browser window by enabling the require external link icon setting. This enhancement allows you to enhance the accessibility of your CMP by implementing visual cues for external links. There's one public preview feature which was released in the 8.2 release, which is the banner SEO configuration. You can deploy your banner script with header tags, or the H tag, replaced as paragraph tags for improved search engine optimization. In Integrate, there is one new GA feature, which is Workflow Log Tree View. You can inspect workflow logs for failed or pending messages with our more usable and user-friendly interface. The redesigned experience with collapsible sections allows you to quickly identify important metadata and payloads and troubleshoot independently without involving OneTrust support. In Data Guidance, there are two new GA features, and sorry for the integrations one out of alphabetical order. In Data Guidance, again, two new GA features. The first feature is Notification Preference Center, which was released as GA in 9.1. You can manage Data Guidance email notifications for yourself and users available for tenant owners only in the updated emails and notifications screen. This enhancement allows you to manage reminder notifications for the following scenarios: reminder emails for inactivity status, tenant reminders for inactivated users, ignored invites, or pending join requests, and join request reminder for someone requesting to join a tenant. The second feature is user activity analytics. You can monitor user activity and actions in the new analytics board. This metric allows tenant owners to track user visits, actions taken, and the average actions per visit across the following timeframes: today, last week, last month, and last 3 months. In incident management, there is one new GA feature, link incident to inventory, which was GA'd in 9.1. The link incident to inventory API was added to enable users to link an incident with a specific inventory type. It allows users to easily associate various inventory types like assets, processing activities, vendors, or entities with an incident by using inventory IDs or external identifiers. In issues management, there was also one GA feature released in 9.1, which is issue task column reporting. Add task as a related object in issues column reports to help centralize reporting for issues action plans. In IT and security risk management, there were two new GA features and one public preview. The GA features are new parameters for Modify Risk API, which came out in 8.2. We've updated the Modify Risk API to include the result and result ID request parameters. This enhancement allows you to capture additional risk meta, offering deeper insights into the outcome of a once it completes the approval process. The second feature, which also came out in 8.2, is the control library attributes in workflow and stage rules. You can now configure stage rules and workflow rules on custom control workflows using control library attributes. This enhancement allows you to add custom attributes from the control library to rule conditions along with control implementation attributes. The following attribute types are supported: date, date and time, single select, multi-select, and numerical single select. In public preview, there is one new feature which was released in 9.1. It is shared control implementations. You can create shared control implementations with multiple risks or a single control implementation for each risk from the control library and inventory details screen. You can also merge multiple implementations of the same library control into a single control or split a single implementation into several controls. This feature allows you to reduce the scope of control implementations created within your organization by removing redundant controls. In mobile and OTT CTV consent, there is one new feature which was released in 9.1. It is Flutter support for Get Vendor List Data method. The Get Vendor List Data method is now supported when leveraging the Flutter Hybrid Framework on Android and iOS. This enhancement allows you to retrieve the IAB vendor list on user interfaces configured with an IAB template. In policy management, there is one new GA feature which was released in 9.1, which is bulk update documents. You can update policy standards and procedures in bulk using the new import templates added to global settings. These templates allow you to bulk update existing document metadata to decrease the time it takes to manually update records. The following import templates have been added: update policies, update standards, and update procedures. There's also one new public preview feature, which was also released in 9.1, which is policy management campaigns adoption. You can launch targeted campaigns to distribute documents and action items to users across your organization. This feature supports sending attestations to user groups and rule-based groups to maximize engagement. You can create one-time rolling campaigns that automatically deliver content based on defined criteria. In privacy notice management, there are two new GA features. Both came out in the 9.1 release. The first feature is bulk update privacy notices. You can update notices in bulk using the new update privacy notices import template in global settings. This template allows you to bulk update existing notice metadata to decrease the time it takes to manually update records. The second new feature is privacy notice builder attribute variables. You can add dynamic variables to privacy notice using the new attributes option in the OneTrust builder. This enhancement allows you to leverage existing attributes in the notice content that can be updated via SDK published to your website. In privacy rights automation, there are two new GA features. Both also came out in the 9.1 release. The first is new parameter for update request custom fields API. The update request custom fields API has been updated to include the map option key to name key query parameter. This parameter allows users to map form field option keys with their respective form field key names. The second feature is AI translation for Trust Center comments. This feature is available for customers on the new solution packaging only. You can click the Translate To button on comments left on privacy request in the Trust Center to translate comments into the data subject session language. This feature allows you to translate any comment on the privacy request section of the Trust Center not written in the data subject session language to the appropriate language. And note that this enhancement is only available for users leveraging the Trust Center for Privacy Requests public preview. In settings and administration, there are two new GA features in the 9.1 release. The first is user email monitoring and observability. You can proactively monitor email activity directly within the OneTrust platform using the email activity tab on the email settings screen within global settings. This tab introduces a dedicated email management area, empowering admins to track the status of email notifications sent from the platform. This enhancement significantly improves visibility into email activity, reducing dependency on OneTrust support and ensuring users stay informed and engaged. The second feature is Send on Behalf of Self-Serve for Site Admins. You can configure the Send on Behalf of My Domain Communication Protocol for OneTrust notification emails directly from the platform using the new Send on Behalf option on the Email Settings New Email Account screen. This enhancement provides site admins with a service method for allowing OneTrust to send emails on behalf of their domain, enabling them to set up this configuration without having to contact OneTrust support. In third-party risk management, there is one new GA feature which came out in 8.2 release, which is update the parent vendor of an engagement. You can transfer engagements to a different parent vendor after the engagement is created. This eliminates the need to delete and recreate an if it was made under the incorrect parent vendor or if the parent vendor changes after the engagement was created. In universal consent and preference management, there is a new GA feature which came out in 8.2, reorder and activate deactivate attribute options. You can now reorder options for collection point and purpose attributes that require a selection from a list. This new drag and drop functionality in the attribute match, you customize the display order and attribute options when managing records. Additionally, you can manage the available attribute options by activating or deactivating them for your users. Reorder is supported for system and custom attribute options with the following response types: select and multi-select. In 9.1, there was also a new GA feature in Universal Consent and Preference Management, which is Universal Consent and Preference Management Insights Dashboard. You can utilize highly customizable reporting and analytic capabilities using the Universal Consent and Preference Management Insights Dashboard to analyze data captured across Universal Consent and Preference Management. These dashboards can be used to view information about the FC of collection points, total number of receipts and transactions created from data subject interactions, and the result purpose status from these interactions. And that's going to wrap it up for this week. Apologies for not doing a podcast for basically a month. My schedule has changed dramatically where we have some new in-office policies, and I typically would do podcasts on Monday, but I'm now in the office Monday. So I'm going to try and move to Wednesdays. So new podcasts will be created and released on Wednesday. So from now on, look forward to talking to you on Wednesdays instead of on Mondays. As always, if you had feedback, questions, or comments, please send them to podcast@onetrust.com. Other than that, I will be back next week, and we will talk next Wednesday. Thanks again for listening.